It's Friday and it's time for Stu's Reviews. Brought to you by Auto Taylor Automotive Repair Specialist, Stu Wright, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Who I like to affectionately call Little Britches. Stu Wright, right here on Pirate Radio.
Just when I thought life was getting good, in walks Dr. Death.
Little Britches in studio. I forget how little you are. Look at you, boy.
I'm a little bigger than when this thing started a year ago.
A little bit. Did you gain a little panza, as we say?
Yeah, sitting on the sofa. Well, in the basement.
Well, it's good to see you, Stu. It really is.
Good to be in here.
It feels almost normal. So you brought in a Ford Mustang, and I can't wait to go outside and take a look at this thing. A electric Ford Mustang.
All electric. And all-wheel drive.
Oh, we're going to take a look at it, come back and tell you folks all about it. Do not go anywhere.
This is Melissa Rickman, owner and executive chef of Holy Stromboli. Start spreading the news. We've got some new exciting menu items like carbonara rossellini, shrimp scampi, and chicken marsala. But don't worry, you can still get your triple bypass. And hey, if you love the restaurant business and you're awesome and you want to join our team, simply visit our Facebook page and click on the jobs tab and submit your application today. Holy Stromboli, proud pirate sponsor.
Start spreading the news.
And we're going
to
talk with Shelly.
Hard to say.
She can chime in, too, on this, because we went outside because Little Bitches showed up. It's so good to see you, Sunshine.
Yeah, good to see you.
You brought a 2021 Ford Mustang. This is a Mach-E. Is it Mach-E 4?
Mach-E, and then the 4 stands for all-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive SUV. But it's got the Mustang symbol
right
on it, so it's not.
It's kind of a cross. I guess crossover is a word for that. It's a looks like a sedan and SUV kind of morphed.
Yeah,
it's a little bit higher off the ground. Got some clearance. Got all wheel drive. Pretty low.
I thought it was beautiful.
Of course, it's low to help save on electricity.
Okay, what a gorgeous car.
Yeah, you want me to give you some specs?
Tell us all about it.
Sure.
Well, it's got that metallic paint on there, infinite blue, they call it, at Ford Motor Company.
Gorgeous.
Seats 5, so kind of like a four-door Malibu, maybe, as far as size, a lot more sportier and fancier. It's got light gray perforated ActiveX, they call that, upholstery inside. Looks like leather. Its front seats are heated.
Oh, I thought it was leather.
Yeah.
I did.
It's a kind of an imitation leather.
Okay.
I see it all over the place. Big moonroof on the roof, all glass. It does not open, but you can enjoy the view upwards. And doors are push button. You might notice no handles down the side. You push a button just above it on the bodywork, and the door pops open, front and rear.
That moonroof,
and it
just
works good.
That moonroof's just like you.
How's that?
You can enjoy the view just upwards.
Which is what I do. Okay, I got it. Well, you call me Little Britches. They're not as little as the last time I was in here.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
Let's see. It's got a cooler in the front. See, the trunk's under the hood.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. That was really neat.
And there's a drain in it, so you can haul around the liquid breath. It's something refrigerated. Fancy stereo in there. Bang & Olufsen is the brand name. And the range of this, to get to the nuts and bolts, 211 miles on a full charge. And it goes 0 to 60 in 5.2 seconds, so it'll really fly. I mean, really fly.
Yeah, and it's $51,000. So you got, what did you think of the vehicle, G?
It's kind of cool. It reminds me of a smaller SUV because of the size. I mean, when you think of Mustang, you always think of
a car,
but it's pretty cool. I didn't get a chance to turn it on, but it had like a 24 inch small
screen
TV in there. That's crazy.
Huge screen on.
And the dash is actually fairly clean. I thought that was kind of neat. Is a lot of your gauges and stuff, are they put on that iPad
thing in the middle? It does have a little gauge right in front of the steering wheel. Tesla doesn't even have that. That has a goober in the middle of the dashboard to look at.
So how can you look to see what your speed, and when you're driving, is your speed displayed in just in front of you?
Right in front of my nose, okay. Yeah. And that little screen about size.
Yeah, there's a tiny little one there. It's actually really cool.
I thought it was cool. What'd you think, Shelley?
I liked it, and I'm wondering how fast will it go? Do you know?
Top speed?
He said fast.
Top speed.
Oh, I kind of wish I knew. I suppose 128 miles an hour, I suppose.
Oh, well,
I don't actually know. That acceleration is all I'm familiar with.
GM, for a little bit on their trucks, had a governor on. When they got up to about 105 or so, they started to, you know, you couldn't go any faster.
Correct.
I wonder if something like this would have that.
Well, it wouldn't be a governor. It'd just be the electric motor at its max RPM.
Why don't you take it up I-25?
See how quick it can go. It goes 0 to 60 in 5.2 seconds.
That's fast.
Yeah, about like a Corvette. Yeah, it's fast. Silent.
So I would be a little worried about, unless there's, so 211 miles of range. You said that at a regular outlet, it takes like 3 hours to charge for 30 miles?
It takes an hour to charge 3 miles.
3 miles.
Yeah,
okay.
3 miles. So you keep it charged all night in your driveway or in your garage, and you get 30 miles.
So you would really have to plan out a road trip for this thing.
Right, and your dashboard will give you the charging outlets that you can go to, and the number of miles to it, and the number of miles your car will go. So you can gauge it pretty good.
Okay.
But not quite as simple as pulling into a gas station. But you can go cross country.
Is there that many out there, these charging stations?
I don't know the number. I don't know the number.
You said there's a couple over there in the little shopping center where Sprouts is at.
Correct.
Does McDonald's on West 10th Street, remember that was going to be the green McDonald's?
That's true.
I wonder if they have a plug-in
over
there.
And they took them out at the library, Far Library.
They took them out?
At the Far Library, yeah, they're gone.
So you have two places to fill up with electricity. Congratulations.
At home, don't forget that.
If I bought this, you'd have to get one for at home.
10 hours for 30 miles.
Well, I'd get that 220 outlet. I'd have to run about three. I'm actually going to do it probably 3 foot of wire and put a little plug on the side of the garage wall, and then you can charge it up anytime you're home.
So are you thinking about getting one of these?
The car?
Yeah.
No, just the outlet.
That's what I was thinking.
$51,000. What's your payments, G?
About $920 a month.
$920 bucks a
60
month.
60 months at 3%. That's not including taxes and fees.
There's only one of us that could afford this vehicle in here.
Now, I want
Let's look at Shelly.
Item picked out, and that's that torque. Did you see that? 428 foot-pounds? My word.
That's crazy.
Like a Kenworth or something.
That's crazy. Very cool. Thank you. And your review will be up Thursday?
Yeah, StuWright.com.
Check it out, folks. It is a gorgeous-looking car. Thank you, Stu.
Thank you.
You've been listening to my friend, Stu Wright. Little Britches. Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, located at 1011 16th Street in Greeley. Phone number 353-3401.